live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal TD says his party, Fianna Fáil, is ready for a general election. Business owners in rural areas of Donegal are being urged to urgently review their security. Plans are underway to reduce the use of restrictive practices at a Donegal HSC centre, and Donegal County Council is to discuss an increasing problem with deer on roads around Inishowen with National Parks and Wildlife in a bid to find a solution. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin at coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Taoiseach says he's absolutely ruling out an election until Brexit is sorted. Leo Varadkar has ended speculation about a November dash to the country. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
With the UK voting on December 12th this morning, there was plenty of speculation about a Christmas election here too. But Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has moved to squash that.
It is my prerogative to ask for a dissolution at all if I thought it was the right thing for the country. I don't think it's the right thing for the country, not with the ongoing certainty around Brexit.
The Taoiseach has written to Micheál Martin in the past to try and agree an election date of May 2020, something the Fianna Fáil leaders rejected. Many TDs were heaving a sigh of relief after the Taoiseach's comments this afternoon. And so the so-called do-nothing doll will limp on until at least the new year as we watch the unfolding election in the UK. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Meanwhile, speaking on today's 9 to noon show, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlough says his party, Fianna Fáil, is ready for a general election and are keen to go to the polls in the next number of months.
I think we certainly would be, absolutely. And, you know, there would have been an election long before now if it hadn't been for the fact that there's the Brexit challenge, which required everybody to come together and work as a unit to meet that challenge. The government have been a massive failure in relation to health, in relation to public services, in relation to housing, in relation to management of the big projects such as broadband and the National Children's Hospital, and many local projects as well, whether it be community hospitals or issues affecting people like James in relation to the mobility grant just being ignored now for the last 5 or 6 years. So, I mean, from that point of view, we would be... you know, very keen to bring about a change of government and to get in place ourselves, to bring about a fair oversight of the government departments and of national issues and of public services. But one way or another, there's going to be an election now in the next short number of months. The question around Brexit with the extension to January still obviously is in the mix with that regard. But you're talking a short, you know, single-digit number of months, certainly before there's an election, and whenever that comes, we'll be looking to put the government out and to get our opportunity to run this country in a much fairer and better fashion.
Business owners in rural areas of Donegal are being urged to urgently review their security. Gardaí and Donegal are warning rural petrol station owners in particular to be on high alert over what's been described as a resurgence of break-ins. Last winter, up to 8 such businesses in Donegal were hit by a criminal gang, with some of them later apprehended in the Donegal town area. Filling stations in Carlow and Kilkenny have been targeted in recent weeks, and Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace is advising that the gangs are very mobile.
These people are using signal blockers to use various different things. They're after cigarettes, high-value resellable items like razor blades and alcohol as well. And, of course, cash is always king. So they will attack, if you have cash on the premises, they will attack any safe or anything like that that it's stored in. Also, in relation to premises that have ATMs, automatic teller machines, you need to be just looking at the security around that too. So it's not to frighten people, Catherine, but it's just to get that message out that these guys are back in action again.
If there were business people up here who might think, oh, that happened down in Carlow, these gangs are very, very mobile.
They're very, very mobile, and they're ruthless as well. And, like, you know, most people now have the facility that they can remote view their CCTV on their phone or laptop in their house. So it's also important that if there's an alarm activation, that you don't just speed to the premises either, that you make contact with the guards and make sure that you're not going there alone. And as you say, they're highly mobile. What they're normally doing is they're dropped off. They're either going to the premises either on foot or on a bicycle with their rucksacks, with their equipment, and they have a lot of pre-work done, so they know exactly where the electrical switchgear is, they know what type of an alarm is there, where the cameras are and all of that.
Quinn Industrial Holdings directors say they're confident Gardaí are doing everything to bring the people behind an intimidation campaign to justice. All five directors have been warned of fresh threats to their lives, with a letter telling them it's their last chance to quit the company or face a permanent solution. Cavan County Council staff have been warned they'll also be targeted if they remove posters in the Cavan-Fermanagh border area. A Garda Armed Support Unit has been established in County Cavan since the vicious attack and torturing of QIH director Kevin Lunny last month. Fellow director John McCartan says he has faith in the Garda investigation.
I'm acutely aware that there is a very big Garda presence in our area, that they are the right kind of people, that they're well equipped, they're well resourced. So I'm inclined to trust that they are doing their job very well at the moment.
Podiatry services at Letterkenny University Hospital have resumed. The confirmation comes following the appointment of a locum podiatrist after months of uncertainty after the clinic was forced to stop accepting further referrals last April owing to the podiatrist overseeing the service at taking maternity leave. It's understood that a candidate had been offered the post last February, but their appointment was delayed due to a pause in recruitment within the HSE. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says while it's positive, there is now a huge backlog that needs to be tackled.
There is absolutely no excuse for this. This was identified by the HSC that this vacancy would occur because of maternity leave. It was identified as far back as December last year. The HSC offered a contract to somebody in February to make sure that this clinic would be continuing. That is the local management in the hospital. But this appointment was not allowed to be to go ahead as a result of the recruitment embargo that Fine Gael and currently their partners in government, Fianna Fáil, are overseeing in the health service. And now we're left with a situation where we will have a backlog in relation to this clinic because it wasn't available for the last 6 months. But the good news is, after a number of interventions from me, that we have finally got the service back up and running and the clinic can now commence again as normal.
And we know undoubtedly that that embargo is affecting not just this department but every corner of the hospital. Do you feel, though, that this confirmation you received today might signal somewhat of a change?
No, I'm not sure, to tell you the God's honest truth, because I think that this is done deliberately. I think this is about penny pinching within the HSC. I think it's done without the patients being at the centre, which is supposed to be at the centre of our healthcare service. And the HSC will look at this here as that they saved a salary from the months of April, May, June, July, August, September, and part of October. And that's what they're looking at here. They don't, in my view, care at a government level that you have patients there that could have serious health implications as a result of this service not being available.
The government has been heavily criticised over what's been described as a pitiful allocation of Garda recruits for Donegal. New figures show that just 79 recruits were deployed to the county since 2015. The data also shows that just 1.1% of new recruits, or 31 Gardaí, have been deployed to the area covering South Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim and North Roscommon over the same five-year period. Deputy McSharry says the government have been found wanting when it comes to providing basic services to Donegal.
We have the all too prevalent instance of rural crime and increased dissident activity. And obviously we've had the appalling attacks on Kevin Lunny and indeed death threats issued just yesterday, at least my constituency colleague, Deputy Martin Kenny Carr, having been burned out over the last number of days. So I think the government's hallmark over the course of the last five and indeed beforehand years is the tour of the country in terms of photo calls and opportunistic openings, which are a result of hard-working communities fundraising to start various initiatives. But when it comes to looking after their own brief, and in particular Minister Charlie Flanagan, I'm afraid they're nowhere to be found.
They do might argue, though, in this situation that organised crime gangs, etc., are all centred in the capital. Therefore, the need is greater for more Gardaí to be deployed there.
I can appreciate that that may be the case. But as is all too prevalent, the Dublin-centric approach, some 48% of Garda recruits did go to Dublin in this, over the last 5 years. But it's the very small numbers that have gone to our area, in particular Donegal. And I think that this underpins the neglect of the North West. I mean, government tend to abuse rural Ireland and the regions such as Donegal for photo calls and profile launches. but when it comes to the provision of real basic services to communities, they're found wanting. Nobody is arguing that there are crime problems in Dublin and elsewhere in the country, but my responsibility and that of deputies here in the North West is to look after our areas, and I'm afraid government is failing in that regard.
Plans are underway to reduce the use of restrictive practices at a Donegal HSC centre. It's after the health watchdog has found that residents with intellectual disabilities living in the centre are subjected to a number of restrictive practices due to the layout of their home. Under the Health Act 2007, a restrictive practice is defined as the intentional restriction of a person's voluntary movement or behaviour. Sean O'Regan has more.
The HSE's Sean O'Hare unit in Stranorlar, which houses six residents with intellectual disabilities, has a number of these practices in place, including bed rails, bumpers, key codes on front and rear doors, and shared bedroom facilities. The inspector said that the practices are in place in response to safety concerns, healthcare needs and environmental facilities. However, the inspector found that residents' bedrooms were in shared dormitories that did not promote residents' privacy and dignity. The report states the inspector found the ethos and culture of the centre was one which placed the resident at the centre of care, but changes to the current environment would further promote residents' rights and assist in implementing the least restrictive practice possible. In its response to the inspector, the HSE said it was addressing these restrictions through the provision of alternative accommodation due for completion by December.
The government says an automatic enrolment pension scheme for over 500,000 workers will be in place by 2022. Under proposals agreed by Cabinet today, all workers aged between 23 and 60 who earn over €20,000 will automatically be signed up for a pension. Employers will have to match their contribution, which will initially be 1.5%. A worker's pension contributions will be collected in the same pot, even if they change job. Minister for Social Protection Regina Doherty says it's about protecting employees' futures.
So ultimately our aim and our genuine hope is that by 2022 we're going to have in place a system that will ensure that everybody who's in the workplace today don't just have enough to live on, but will have enough in their retirement savings plan to have a comfortable life in their retirement.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where there's some spooky Halloween deals, including 40% off all Puma from this weekend until Sunday the 3rd of November, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 14 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Gwydor and Naoimh Connell meet this evening for the third time in 10 days. That's in the second replay of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Club Championship Final. Extra time couldn't separate the sides at the end of an enthralling encounter on Sunday, so they will go again tonight at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. The winners will face Cavan champions Castle Rahan in an Ulster quarter final on Sunday. Speaking with Oisin Kelly, former Glenswally manager Gary McDade says that while fatigue will play a factor, it'll still be hard to separate the two sides.
There wasn't too much gas left in the tank when you saw that amount of scores in the extra time, and you can imagine, you know, that the players are going to be even a wee bit more fatigued in the 60 minutes this weekend. You could probably see a slightly higher scoring game, but I don't think you're going to see a huge difference. I mean, the first day, Oisin, memory serves me right, the biggest gap during the game was 2 points, and I think the last day we got it up to three points between both teams. So I don't think you're going to see any team get a huge, massive lead because there's nothing between the two sides.
You can hear more with Gary and his preview of the game on our sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Meanwhile, Gwydor's Eamon McGee says that they'll need to show more of a killer instinct against Naoimh Connell this time round.
We'll go again, we'll try to learn, we'll try to be a bit more clinical, and as I says, we try to learn from Glenties. Glenties are the championship pedigree for in Donegal this last, you know, they are the championship team this last decade, and that's where we're trying to learn. And you know, we want 3 points up. A good championship team will kill off the opposition, and we didn't, we let them back in, so obviously we're still on that journey.
You can join the Highland Radio team of Oisin Kelly, Martin McHugh, Brenton Kilcoyne and Tom Comack for live coverage of tonight's game between Gwydor and Naoimh Connell from McCool Park. They'll be starting the programme at around 7:45. Elsewhere in Gaelic games, next year's Sigerson Cup is set for a January finish. It's proposed that third level football's blue ribbon competition will start on January the 11th to a straight knockout format, with the final on Wednesday, January the 29th, and the final of the Hurling's Fitzgibbon Cup will be held on Wednesday, February the 12th. In ladies football, 10-time All-Ireland winning manager Eamon Ryan has joined the Limerick ladies football backroom team as mentor for the 2020 season. He'll work alongside new treaty boss Donal Ryan, who was ratified as manager last night. In ladies Gaelic colleges football today at the O'Donnell Park, the LYIT defeated NUIG. The scoreline was LYIT 3-15-1-2. Moving on to soccer, and there's three All Premier League games in the last 16 of the English League Cup this evening. Leaders Liverpool, they welcome Arsenal to Anfield, where Republic of Ireland under 21 goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher will make his first home start for the Reds. The Gunners boss Unai Emery is expecting a difficult test for this in this clash. The last time Arsenal won at Anfield was back in 2012. And Chelsea, they welcome Manchester United to Stamford Bridge. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side won 4-0 when the sides met in the opening league game of the season. Both teams' fortunes have changed since then, though, with Chelsea winning their last 7 games in all competitions. United have only won 3 of their last 8. Elsewhere, there's a derby at Villa Park between Aston Villa and Wolves. And there's a full round of fixtures in the Scottish Premiership tonight. Celtic, they host St Mirren, while Rangers, they travel to Ross County. The Glasgow rivals are only separated at the top of the table in goal difference, with the champions holding the advantage. And there's a crucial match at the other end of the table when St Johnstone, they host Hearts. Back at home, Dundalk will be without key midfielder Chris Shields for this weekend's FAI Cup final against Shamrock Rovers. The reigning League of Ireland Player of the Year has been hit with a 1-game suspension for accumulating 8 yellow cards this season. Dundalk are aiming to complete the treble by winning Sunday's final at the Aviva Stadium. And in youth football, the Colin Breslin Youth Cup final is on at Ballyar tonight. Swally Rovers, they play Bonnygee United. Kick-off time on that one is 7:30. In rugby, Welsh head coach Warren Gatland has made 9 changes to his team for the Rugby World Cup third place playoff against New Zealand on Friday. Owen Lane, Nicky Smith and James Davis are among the players to come into the side, while Lee Halfpenny, George North, Thomas Francis and Aaron Wainwright all miss out with injuries. The test match will be Gatland's final game in charge of Wales, having won 4 Six Nations titles and 3 Grand Slams since taking over in December 2007. Meanwhile, New Zealand, they have made 7 changes, with Sonny Bill Williams and Ryan Crotty returning to All Blacks midfield. Scott Barrett moves from flanker to lock, with Shannon Frizzell and Sam Kane picked in the back row. In golf, Rory McIlroy's aiming for victories in his last 2 tournaments of the season. The FedEx Cup winner tees up this week at the HSBC Champions event in his penultimate event of 2019. McIlroy's previously finished inside the top 5 in Shanghai, and he's confident of having a good week.
I've had some good finishes here, and I think the difference between, you know, finishing 4th and 5th and winning is a few putts go in here or there, you get a good break or, you know, whatever it may be. But I feel like I'm coming off the back of one of the best seasons I've had in my career, and I'm playing well. I played well in Japan last week, so, you know, I feel like if I play the way I know I can play, I should have a good chance.
In cricket, the Irish men's side will play the Netherlands in the semi-final of the T20 World Cup qualifiers on Friday. Ireland have already qualified for next year's tournament in Australia by topping Group B. And in snooker, Antrim's Mark Allen has booked his place in the last 16 of snooker's World Cup. The 2-time champion saw off Zhang Anda by 5-3 to set up a meeting with World Championship semi-finalist David Gilbert. And Fergal O'Brien, he's out following a 5-0 defeat to Zhulong Zhu. And finally, for this evening, the organisers of the Northwest 10K are looking for charities to be beneficiaries of next year's race. The closing date for applications for any charities interested is this Friday, November the 1st. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. We'll have more sport tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. But don't forget, the county final, we'll have full coverage of that tonight between Godore and Niamh Connell from McCool Park from 7:45. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to news, it's hoped that more progress can be made in services resuming at Carndonagh Courthouse, with a structural report due for completion by tomorrow. The courthouse has now been closed since the beginning of the year over health and safety concerns, with sittings now housed in Buncrana. Local councillor Albert Doherty is insisting that the report must pave the way for any required refurbishments. He says the recommendations must be acted upon without any delay, with services restored to Carn as soon as possible.
It's our north Inishowen sitting, and the big fear is that there might be a recommendation of no work to be done, and that they might retain the Carndonagh sittings in Buncrana. That's the unacceptable version. That's where we need everybody to come on board, and we need those in government to ensure that what was in Carndonagh is returned to Carndonagh at the earliest moment.
And finally, Donegal County Council is to discuss an increasing problem with deer and roads around Inishowen, with the National Parks and Wildlife in a bid to find a solution. It's understood that a recent two-car collision on the peninsula was the direct result of a deer jumping out in front of one of the vehicles. With autumn being the rutting season for deer, there is now a heightened risk for motorists. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Martin McDermott, says it needs to be dealt with urgently.
One of those antlers comes on through a window and kills someone, it's too late then. So it needs to be dealt with urgently, because it is a very frightening experience for people that are driving. And this is happening mostly at night time, late at night, at 9, 10, 11 o'clock. So it's something that needs to be tackled and tackled quickly. Sometimes, you know, with signage, you know yourself, don't know with signage, whether it's speed signs or deer signs or whatever signs you put up, you know, people see them for a period of time, for a week or two when they're driving on that road, and then you tend to lose concentration of those signs. But it is very, very important that people do, you know, heed those signs when they're put up, because, as I say, it could be fatal at the end of the day.
Weather now dry this evening. Winds will be moderate to fresh, occasionally strong east to southeast. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, with scattered outbreaks of rain developing and lowest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, business owners in rural areas of Donegal are being urged to urgently review their security. Guardian Donegal are warning rural petrol station owners in particular to be on high alert over what's been described as a resurgence of break-ins. Plans are underway to reduce the use of restrictive practices at a Donegal HSC centre. It's after the health watchdog has found that residents with intellectual disabilities living in the centre are subjected to a number of restrictive practices due to the layout of their home. The government has been heavily criticised over what's been described as a pitiful allocation of Garda recruits for Donegal. New figures show that just 79 recruits were deployed to the county since 2015. And the dietary services at Letterkenny University Hospital have resumed. The confirmation comes following the appointment of a locum podiatrist after months of uncertainty, after the clinic was forced to stop accepting further referrals last April, owing to the podiatrist overseeing the service taking maternity leave. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, October the 30th. The death has occurred of Mickey McGrath, 18 Leatham Crescent, Edirne, County Fermanagh. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Edirne. Interment afterwards in Edenclaw Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Critical Care Ward, Southwest Acute Hospital, Enniskillen, care of Claude McCarvey, Funeral Director. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Bridget Sweeney, née Gallagher, Letchurilly, Glenties, County Donegal. Remains are reposing at her residence in Letchurilly, Glenties, County Donegal. House private until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on the morning of the funeral. Fiona leaving her home for Requiem Mass to St Connell's Church, Glenties, at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has occurred of Jeanette Regan, Woodlands, Letterkenny, née Carty, formerly of Lava, Ballymote, Sligo. Remains are reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening until 8 o'clock. Cremation to follow tomorrow at 12 noon in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations of wish to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, or Cancer Care West, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director, House Private, please. The death has occurred of Paddy McDermott, 60 Glenwood Park, Glencar, Letterkenny. Remains will arrive at St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, this evening at 6:45 to repose overnight. Funeral mass at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, with interment afterwards to the family plot at Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Con McDade, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Walter Patton, Ballinacore, Lower Killigordon. Walter's remains will be reposing at his late residence until removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Mass of the Resurrection in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, followed by interment in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Flowers welcome, donations in lay of so desire to Barnesview Ward, St Joseph's Hospital, care of Martin McGowan, McGowan's Funeral Home, or any family member. The death has occurred of Kathleen McLaughlin, formerly of Clody, County Derry and Brook Park, Castlederg. Remains reposing overnight at St Patrick's Church, Clody. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. And the death has occurred of Hugh Doran, Mean Corwick, Crawley and formerly from Crovey. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in Meanowell Church at 12 noon tomorrow, with interment afterwards in Mahergallan Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow.